The state court recently ruled that clergy abuse victims can pursue fraud claims against the archdiocese. The newly filed case involves a Wisconsin woman who says she was sexually assaulted numerous times as a girl in the late 1960s. The woman, identified only as Jane Doe, says Father Bruce MacArthur assaulted her after being transferred to the Milwaukee area from the Catholic diocese in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says MacArthur abused children in South Dakota, and parishioners in Wisconsin should have been warned about his past. SNAP Midwest Director Peter Isley says the lack of warning by the church in South Dakota and Wisconsin amounts to fraud.
This is a case where there was complete and total knowledge that the bishop had a pedophile on his hands, that he was raping children, and that he sent him to Milwaukee lying and concealing the fact that we are dumping a sex offender into your parish.
The Sioux Falls Diocese is also named as a defendant. Isley says the Jane Doe lawsuit is also timely because it was only a year or so ago from another case involving Father MacArthur that the woman learned of the church's actions to protect the priest. Unlike this week's settlement with clergy abuse victims in Los Angeles, Isley hopes the Milwaukee case goes to court.
We believe that justice requires at some point that some bishop is going to have to get on a witness stand and swear an oath on the Bible to tell the truth.
The new civil lawsuit does not specify an amount of money being sought in damages, but does ask for a jury trial. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.